trade wars, and the American wallet. You knew it was coming. It's the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. Walmart pays a multi-billion dollar fine. Gun manufacturers do a workaround. So what's wrong with the economy? We've got some thoughts about that. The foldable phone, hang on, they say it's coming. Today is a very special day for your dog and your office. Those stories, plus Trevor and Jeff from City View Magazine, they stop in to talk about stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company, at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter as well. That is at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, there's a new report out today from Tariffs Hurt the Heartland that says the Trump-induced tariffs have cost Americans $22 billion. And that was before Trump more than doubled the tariff rate on $200 billion worth of Chinese products in May. So current totals are likely much higher. Iowa's senior senator, Republican Charles Grassley, who's leading an effort to craft a bill that would seek to rein in presidential trade powers, has given the same estimate. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has assessed more than $15.2 billion in tariffs on China and more than $6.5 billion from those levied on steel and aluminum imports, according to Senator Grassley. On Tuesday, he said in a Senate Finance Committee hearing, quote, "To be clear, American importers and consumers are paying for these tariffs. $22 billion out of the pockets of hardworking Americans is not in our national best interest," end quote. Meanwhile, regulatory measures have hit American businesses hard. The Department of Agriculture expects farm exports to fall by nearly $2 billion this year, largely because of tariffs China levied last year to hit back at the Trump administration. Well, Walmart has ended a 7-year investigation by the U.S. government over payments made to fast-track store openings in several countries by agreeing to pay more than $282 million in penalties. Its Brazilian unit admitted to violating a federal anti-bribery law. In parallel announcements, the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission faulted the country's largest retailer for not having controls in place to vet third-party companies it worked with to open up stores in Mexico, China, Brazil, and India. You know, if you don't like a law, create a workaround. And that's exactly what gun manufacturers have done with California. California first banned the sale of guns it called assault weapons, including the AR-15-style rifles, back in 1989. And then they updated the restrictions in 1999 and again in 2016. Yet, an accused shooter used just such a gun last month to attack a synagogue outside of San Diego, killing one and injuring three. He bought the gun earlier this year in California, where, despite the state ban, it is legal, according to law enforcement officials. So, wait a minute. How's that possible? Well, the firearms industry has come up with designs to skirt the regulations put in place by the 7 states that outlaw semi-automatic weapons with certain features. Now, these odd-looking semi-automatic rifles operate similarly to the ones that are banned, including the ability to rapidly fire. One popular way around California law is a gun called a featureless AR-15. It's got a fin-like grip that's difficult to wrap a hand around and a fixed shoulder stock. People who use the gun say that it's very similar to the original AR-15. Get this one. This is really interesting. Bullet button guns were long one of the most popular and controversial ways to get around California's ban, which also attempted to outlaw magazines that could be quickly replaced by mandating that people who use those magazines, they've got to have a tool to have the magazine removed. In response, gun makers came up with magazine release buttons that could be operated with a bullet, which fit the state's definition of a tool. About 16 million AR-15 style and other similar semi-automatic rifles have been made for sale in the U.S. since 1990. That's according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Production slowed but didn't stop when the federal ban was in place. Dealers say the modified versions just aren't as popular. You know, we've all heard the reports about how the economy is simply wonderful. But is it really? Let's take a look at some signs that are, in the most part, worrisome. There's the rock-bottom bond yields, plotting economic growth, and not to be understated, the Federal Reserve seemingly pulling all the strings. Now, those similarities came into even sharper focus this week when the benchmark 10-year T-note fell below 2% for the first time since Trump became president, and the Fed's indication is something just short of an outright promise that it will soon be cutting rates less than 6 months since its most recent rate hike. All of this wasn't supposed to be this way. The 2017 tax cut and aggressive moves towards deregulation were supposed to pull the U.S. economy out of its glacial move higher. That happened back in 2018, but policymakers and Wall Street pros are growing increasingly fearful that a slowdown, if not an outright recession, is on the horizon, and the Fed is being asked once again to ride to the rescue. Trump's 2.9% GDP growth in 2018 beat any calendar year since the crisis, but fell short of his promised 3% or better gain. This year appears by all measures to be slowing down, even with the unexpectedly strong 3.1% rate in the first quarter and the unemployment rate at a 50-year low. Analysts are pointing to it ain't going to happen. We'll see. Samsung is ready to launch the Galaxy Fold. I am not making that up. The foldable handset was originally due to go on sale back in April until various hardware faults found by journalists forced the Korean smartphone manufacturer to postpone the release so they could run further tests. At the end of May, Samsung announced the tests had not yet concluded, promising to produce a launch schedule in a few weeks. All pre-orders of the bendy handset were canceled, and an expectant hush descended on the industry. Well, to Samsung's credit, a few weeks have lapsed, and the company has delivered the goods. Sort of, that is. The Korea Herald reports that Samsung's display vice president has described the Galaxy Fold as, quote, ready to hit the market, end quote. But Samsung has not yet posted a firm date. Stay tuned, you foldable phone fans. To be honest with you, every day here at the Business News Hour is Take Your Dog to Work Day, as evidenced by this morning's video. However, not every dog has that day every day. But today is different. After all, it is National Take Your Dog to Work Day. Dogs in the workplace are meant to reduce stress and increase well-being, as well as encourage employees to chat about topics other than work. Some companies allow dogs throughout the year. At Amazon's headquarters in Seattle, for example, there are 7,000 dogs that are registered to come in daily to the office. And get this, dogs are also credited with decreasing staff turnover. So maybe inviting furry friends to the office might be good for business, too. Happy Take Your Dog to Work Day. Coming up next, Trevor Babcock and Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine are in to chat about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Now, here's a warning. Don't expect anything real serious here. After all, it is Friday. But thanks for listening.